The review article entitled Long COVID Science, Research, and Policy was authored by Al Ali and Davis et al. From the Scripps Institute in the USA. It was published in Nature Medicine on the 9th of August, 2024. This review presents an overview of the state of the science of long COVID and provides a roadmap for future research and policymaking. Long COVID's epidemiology is underpinned by a multitude of factors, including different risk rates amongst COVID variants and development or exacerbation upon reinfection of COVID-19. Whilst those with severe COVID-19 had a higher chance of developing long COVID, mild COVID-19 infections account for over 90% of those with long COVID. Importantly, only 7 to 10% recovered after 2 years, with many developing lifelong conditions, ME/CFS, among them. Data from the U.S. Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, show that 6.9% of U.S. adults have experienced long-term COVID, and 2 to 4 million adults have been out of work due to their condition. In total, it is estimated that globally, long COVID affects 6 to 7% of the adult and 1% of the child population. It is projected that the annual global toll could amount to $1 trillion, or 1% of the global GDP in 2024. The article provided an overview of the evidence of potential underlying mechanisms of the condition, including viral persistence, immune dysregulation, mitochondrial dysfunction, microbiome dysbiosis, neuroinflammation, microglial activation, hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis dysregulation, and thromboinflammation. The article also highlighted the global burden of long COVID. The increased risk of developing non-communicable diseases, such as diabetes and heart disease, after SARS-CoV-2 infection places a major strain on healthcare systems. Long COVID's large overarching effect could also exacerbate economic inequality and access to healthcare, delaying the ability to meet the UN's Sustainable Development Goals. In the absence of evidence-based protocols, assessment and treatment decisions have followed approaches used in related conditions, including ME/CFS. However, randomized clinical trials and longitudinal studies are sorely needed to provide a more thorough understanding of long COVID. Large-scale platform designs that can adaptively test a large array of drugs offer an exciting alternative to traditional clinical trial approaches. Additionally, identifying biomarkers is essential for both diagnosis and stratifying subtypes to ensure management approaches can be tailored to the individual. The authors also recommend that preparedness for future pandemics should focus on a sustainable and long-term solution that balances large-scale public health preventative action and individual-level care.